We are here, inside the oldest train station in Sweden, still in use, Göteborg Central. From 1858 to 2021, a historical place. I'm standing in the main hall of the station that leads to an exit towards Postgatan, historically known as Sillgatan and the harbor, and towards the current construction site for the new massive infrastructure project under the central station and encompassing the entire city center. I am looking right at you. My both legs stand parallel to one another and they are stretched. My arms close to my body and hanging towards the floor. My eyes open, observing the endless flow of motion in the station, coming and going, and what happens in between. Behind me, on the wall, there is a big orange poster, perhaps only 4 steps away from where I stand. The text on the poster states, quote, "Train stations have always been places filled with weeping farewells and embracing reunions. During the Swedish emigration wave, Gothenburg Central Station functioned as a landing point for arriving immigrants from all over the country before departing with the American boats from the harbor. In modern times, emigrants still arrive to Gothenburg Central Station in the search of a better and safer future, not least the people who arrived in Sweden during 2015 global refugee wave." End of quote. And here we stand now, in between these waves, in between history, between what is visible and what remains invisible. Well, underneath our feet, a new station is being built for more movement, economic flow, efficiency, for more waves of people on the move. I am now turning to my right and I join the movement. I walk slower and now increasingly faster. Catching up with the wave, I am walking and looking around, trying to keep pace with the station's rhythm and feeling like I need to move ever faster. And so perhaps do immigrants. They need to keep moving, moving fast, through places, through borders. Their only agency is movement. Movement becomes the basis of belonging. Just imagine for a second, as you are standing looking at me, that at this very moment 1.25 million Swedes rush through the station and exit through that door on the former Sillgatan and the construction site. At the very same time, 1 million immigrants enter from the main entrance, rushing in all directions. This is the memory of this place, a moving memory, connecting different historical periods, people from all over, privileges and non-privileges, and reminding us of the future under construction, beneath our feet, while trying not to erase these living collective movements and memories. But even if the immigrants keep moving in order to survive, one does occasionally get stopped. In December, on my way back by train from Gothenburg Central Station to Stockholm via Malmö, I was waiting for a friend and her child at Stockholm Central Station. I was waiting for maybe 10 minutes when all of a sudden I noticed a man and a woman who came and stood still very close to my body. I could no longer move. "Police," said the woman, and showed me her badge. "What are you doing here? Show us your documents. Where are you from?" "Where are you from?" reads a chapter from Sara Ahmed's text entitled "Being in Question." Quote, "We are all in a profound sense temporary residents. We arrive in a world only to depart again. Life is coming and going, and what happens in between. We pass through a world. When we are passing through, some of us are stopped and ask questions. To pass through, you might have to pass in another sense, to pass us something. We might be stopped when we fail to pass. Those who are not stopped might be assumed to be residing somewhere properly. They become permanent residents, even though there is nothing permanent about their residence. We can begin with questions. We can be wrapped up by them. How many times have you been asked this question? Where are you from? To be asked to account for yourself, to give an account of yourself, to feel you have to account for yourself. How do questions fall? On whom do they fall? Moments like this, for many of us, are repeated over time. To be questioned, to be questionable, sometimes can feel like a residence. A question becomes something you reside in. To reside in a question can feel like not being where you are. Not from here, huh? Or maybe to become not is to be wrapped up by an assertion. To be asked, where are you from, is a way of being told you are not from here. This questioning, the interrogation, can stop only when you have explained yourself." End of quote. I explain myself to the police officers. I tell them I am an artist doing research for a new artwork in Sweden, for the Gothenburg Biennale. I tell them, pathetically, that I teach art, and I even taught an art class last week at the Royal Institute of Art in Stockholm. They are not impressed. They check my name in a database and say I can go. They only suspected I was there waiting to buy drugs. In the summer of 2016, I was running through Oslo's central station to catch a train to Gardermoen Airport. I was late for my Berlin flight. While looking at the timetable in the main hall, I noticed that a man and a woman came very close to me. I could no longer move. A strange immobility, a sculptural immobility. The man said, "Police," and showed me his badge. "Where are you from?" he asked. "I live here," I replied, in Norwegian. "Yes," he said, "but where are you originally from?" "Look, I'm going to miss my flight," I said, while handing him my ID card with my Norwegian personal number. They let me go. With my Norwegian personal number. They let me go. On my way back to Stockholm, on my way back home, I kept asking myself, why did they stop me? Do I really look like a drug dealer? What does a drug dealer look like anyway? Is it the clothes I'm wearing? Is it my hair? Is it my eyes? Is it my attitude? I stopped moving now, and I'm standing in the main hall of Gothenburg Central, in a different room. The room next to the main entrance, which has huge wooden walls. I'm looking at you. I'm not very tall, but neither very short. An average height. I have dark brown hair and brown eyes. I'm wearing a dark blue parka coat and a yellow hat. I'm also wearing a pair of stonewashed blue jeans and a pair of black sneakers with red stripes on them. I'm simply standing, not moving. I have my both legs stretched and parallel to one another. My both arms are hanging towards the floor. I have my eyes open, observing the station. Behind me, there is a mysterious door, a brown door. I'm standing like 3 steps away from that door. I'm trying to figure out a position that will not draw suspicion on me again. I relax my shoulders. I move my left leg to the front and bend it. I am making a happy face and look serene. During my second research visit to Gothenburg Central Station, I sat on the bench across from that door, perhaps 10 steps away from where I am standing now. I sat there, not moving, for 2 hours, observing the door. The rumors say that every train station in Sweden has a so-called safety room, a room where unwanted, suspected people are taken to. They might be immigrants, they might be people under some sort of suspicion. I am waiting to see whether the door opens. What is inside? Who goes in? For all time I waited there, the door did not open even once. During the night of 9th to 10th of March 2019, a young man, a newly arrived refugee and member of the Baka Theater in Gothenburg, was stopped by the security guards at the central station. The young man was reportedly dragged into a windowless and unattended room, perhaps the safety room. In there, he said, he had been handcuffed, interrogated, called racist slurs, and beaten up. In current political and art discourse, a master narrative says that everyone should be visible, every voice must be heard. In theater practice, one should project the voice in order to be well heard. But I think there is a group of people who do not wish to always be visible, unlike other groups, because they have the feeling that everyone is watching them all the time. The immigrants. Everyone is watching them all the time. I'm imagining for a moment, right now, that everyone in the station stopped moving. They are still. A sculptural immobility. Only the guards keep patrolling, becoming the only ones standing out, visible. We can all scrutinize them while they move. We can study what they are wearing, how they look, returning their gaze and waiting to see if that mysterious door will open and reveal itself. I invite you to sit on the bench with me for a moment and observe the brown door opposite from us. In 1989, artist Anna Ermolaeva arrived in Vienna at the Westbahnhof train station as a refugee from the Soviet Union. She then spent several days sleeping on a bench similar to the one I am sitting on right now in Gothenburg Central Station. In 2006, 17 years after her immigration, the artist revisited that experience and filmed herself attempting to find a suitable sleeping position on the same bench. The film is entitled Research for Sleeping Positions. I will now enact several positions from that film. Stretching and crossing my legs to the front, crossing both arms over my chest, closing my eyes. Sitting sideways, both legs up on the bench and knees bent close to my chest, head on my knees. The entire body stretched on top of the bench, facing the bench, eyes closed. You cannot see it, just like many of these histories which remain invisible and unaccounted for. This is an attempt to leave some traces and manifest them within the physical space of the train station. The new modernized Gothenburg Central Station might present itself as a modern transit area and a consumer paradise, leaping into the future, but this future needs to make room and account for those moving constantly on the edge of society.